Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. We thank you for another day in our lives, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for our going out and our coming in, for your daily provision, for the divine enablement, for the capacity that you have given us, for fighting our battles and granting us victory on all sides. We bless you, we magnify you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love that never ceases. That you accept our thanks, accept our worship, accept our adoration in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we commit this day broadcast into your hands and pray, Lord, that everyone that listens to it, Lord, let them be blessed. Let them be drawn closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Above all, Lord, let there be a gift of salvation for those who are yet to know you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I thank God for your life. The Lord, we continue to be with you, continue to keep and guide you every stage of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to thank God for those who are working behind the scene to make sure that this broadcast, every one of us can listen to it. Thank God for their life. The Lord will continue to prosper your works in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Today, I just want to share with you about my love story. The title of my message is I Am in Love. I am seriously in love, and I hope you too will be in love as I am. My text is coming from the book of John chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 16. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. May the Lord bless his reading. Like I said, I am in love. And who am I in love with? I'm in love with my Maker. I'm in love with my Savior, my Redeemer, my shield, my buckler, my fortress. I'm in love with the rose of Sharon, the lilies by the valley, the bright morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come, the reigning king, the one who is seated upon the throne of mercy, the one who intercedes on our behalf. I'm in love with him. Because why? Because he is the one that first loved me. He came knocking on my door, and I opened the door for him. In the book of Revelations chapter 3, reading verse 20, say, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. He knocked the door of my heart, and I opened the door for him. And ever since he has been with me, the Almighty God is my God. He says he will never leave me. He will never forsake me, because he loves me. He loves me so much that he left his heavenly throne for my sake. In the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 32, he says he will be great and will be called the sons of the highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He left his heavenly throne, came to this world because of me, because of the love he has for me, because of the love he has for you. Revelation chapter 19, verse 4, he tells us, and the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah. So he left his heavenly throne just because of you and I. Came and he died for us. They spat at him. They beat him for my sake, for your sake. That shows the extent to which he loves us. How many of us are ready to take that because of another person? But our Lord Jesus Christ loves us so much. In Mark chapter 14, verse 65, say, then some began to spit on him and to blindfold him and to beat him and to say to him, prophesy. And the officers struck him with the palm of their hands just because of you and I. They spat on him. Just because of you and I, they beat him. Just because of you and I, they killed him. And then he resurrected. And he reconciled us back to the Father. My Lord Jesus Christ is the one I'm talking about today. He is my Savior. He's my Redeemer. And also, he accepted me just the way I am. When I met with him, in the book of Romans chapter 5, reading from verse 6, he said, for when we are still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, towards me, towards you, in that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. While we are still sinners, despite our iniquities, our sins, he came to this world and he died for us. He accepted us the way we are and is ready to accept you too the way you are, in as much as you open your heart for him this day. And also, he promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's been with us. He has never left us. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is saying, he will not leave you, he will not forsake you. My Lord Jesus Christ, he spent quality time with me, teaching me the way to go. And his eyes is all over me. In the book of Psalm 32, verse 8, he said, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will guide you with my eyes. Who else is going to do that for you? Nobody, except our Lord Jesus Christ. He will instruct us. He will teach us the way to go. He will guide us with his eyes. 24/7, he's guiding us. He is guiding us at all times. And he's the one that he never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's not the one that you will call and then he will not answer you. Your call will go to a voicemail. No. He is not a collector of prayers. As you call him, he answers you. In Psalm 121, it says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He doesn't sleep. He's there 24 hours keeping watch over you. Keeping watch over me. Why won't I love him? Why won't I fall in love with him? He's somebody who is always there keeping watch over me, protecting me, making me impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. The one who fortifies me. Why won't I love him? I love you, Jesus. I love you. And he fills my heart with joy inexpressible. I cannot express the joy that he has filled my heart with. His joy is overflowing in my heart. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, he said, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believe. You rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. You rejoice with joy inexpressible, filled with glory. Why? Because of his love for us. He loved us so much. He filled us with his joy. Every day of our life, he's so much concerned about us. You know what? He cares so much about us to the extent that he knows the number of hair that we have on our head. Can you imagine that? You do not even know the number of hair you have on your own head. But he cares for us to the extent that the number of hairs on our head, he has numbered them. He has numbered them. He tells us in Matthew chapter 10, Matthew 10 verse 30, he said, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And he says, do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. Why do you need to fear? If somebody knows the number of hair I have on my head, then I don't need to bother myself. If the person who is keeping me is the one that neither sleeps nor slumbers, why should I bother myself? The person that mentioned to me that I will even do greater works than he did. In the book of John, John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also. And greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I will be able to do greater works. I love him. I love this Jesus. He's contagious. I want you to also fall in love with this Jesus I'm talking about. You see, he is the one that cares for you. No one cares for you as much as he does. And he says that, look, you are no longer under any manner of condemnation. In the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8 verse 1, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. No more condemnation. Nobody can condemn you again because you are now in Christ. So why wouldn't I be in love with this Jesus? Why wouldn't I be in love with him? He has wiped away my sins. He has reconciled me back to the Father. He guides and directs my path. He protects me. He cares about me. He provides for me. Why won't I love him? And he now made me a completely brand new creation. Ah, glory be to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new, brand new. Everything has passed away. Frustration, disappointment, failure, they have passed away because I am in Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to also fall in love with Jesus this day. He's there just as he did for me on that day that he knocked the door of my heart. And I opened my heart to him and he came in. I want you hearing me today to also open your heart and accept this Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood and write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you on behalf of this, your children that have given their lives unto you. For everyone that have heard me today, I prophesy unto your life. I say the Almighty God will continue to keep you. He will guide and direct your path. His mighty hand will rest upon you. His light will shine upon you. His light will shine through you. His countenance will be upon you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you in the morning, at daytime, and at nighttime. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.